Have you heard of this thing called Uber? It's a ride-sharing service that's started up in Melbourne, Sydney and Brisbane. Instead of hailing a cab, you use this telephone app to see if there's a privately owned car in your area where the driver's willing to give you a lift and get paid for it, often cheaper than a taxi fare. It's growing in popularity all around the world, and it's causing, as you would expect, quite a headache for the taxi industry. They argue the service doesn't have appropriate safeguards in place, and Uber drivers are copping fines for not meeting taxi licensing laws. Sarah McVee reports.
Good afternoon. I'm a Uber driver. Today is my first day in the job. I start at 5 in the morning.
I'm driving through Sydney's CBD in a stranger's car. I booked the ride on my phone using the Uber app. It's a ride-sharing service that's taken off around the world. Have you had any customers yet?
Yeah, fairly good. I had about 8-9 customers today, mainly office people or people who are going to work in the morning that don't want to use the bus, they're just using Uber taxi.
Lauren Anderson from Collaborative Lab says Uber is like a taxi, but more personal.
UberX is essentially a peer-to-peer ride-sharing platform where the average person is actually using their own car to drive around and pick people up and take them from where they are to where they actually want to be. Similar to a taxi, but obviously they're just everyday people like you and me.
She says Uber is part of a global trend towards what's known as the sharing economy.
The sharing economy is a broader movement that includes things like UberX. It's really looking at the growth of peer-to-peer platforms around the world. This is everything from peer-to-peer accommodation, which we consider the likes of Airbnb, to peer-to-peer lending, so new kinds of banking schemes that are actually setting up to enable us to loan money to each other, like Society One here in Australia. Or there's the task marketplaces like AirTasker, where you can actually get somebody else to do an odd job that you don't have time to do. All of these peer-to-peer platforms where buyers are being matched with sellers through this online platform or marketplace essentially make up the peer-to-peer or sharing economy.
But the growth of the sharing economy has presented challenges. Uber, which started in San Francisco in 2010 and has since spread around the world, has been met with opposition here from taxi companies, regulators and state governments. The Victorian Taxi Services Commissioner, Graham Samuel.
The drivers that they bring on to their service need to be accredited as drivers under the law, and they're not, for the most part. And the cars themselves have to be licensed as commercial passenger vehicles, and generally speaking, they're not that either.
Registering a commercial passenger vehicle in Victoria costs $40,000. Drivers who accept paying passengers and fail to meet the legal requirements are now being fined.
We warn the drivers in the very first place, be careful. You're going to be breaching the law. We've imposed fines on something like 50 or 60 drivers. But I think what is far more serious is the fact that, again, we gave drivers a warning on this, but we said if you are a repeat offender, if you keep ignoring the law, then we may prosecute you in the courts.
Fines are $1,700 in Victoria and $2,500 in New South Wales. A New South Wales Roads and Maritime spokesperson told Breakfast that while Uber is not breaching the Passenger Transport Act, its drivers are. In Queensland, the government has sent a cease and desist letter to Uber, warning they will start fining drivers later this month if they fail to comply with Queensland's laws. Uber declined our invitation for an interview, but the driver Breakfast spoke to said he'd been assured in his induction he was acting within the law.
They said that it's been two weeks ago, they cleared everything out. Now there shouldn't be any problems with the police or any road authorities.
Was it difficult to get involved in?
Yes, actually it was. They had to do a criminal background check on you as well as your driving history. And if everything was clear, they would register you and you can start driving.
Victoria Taxi Services Commissioner Graham Samuel says the laws are there to protect customers.
Uber acknowledges openly that it's not a case of if, it's a case of when a problem occurs, a problem of misconduct by a driver or a problem of misconduct by a passenger towards a driver. And they are, I think, genuinely worried that when that does happen, as things currently stand, the flurry of excitement and enthusiasm for the UberX product will suddenly evaporate as people start to ask questions about how safe it is, And perhaps Uber should have complied with the law in the first place.
But Lauren Anderson from Collaborative Labs says the fears are overblown.
We often overestimate the risks associated with these things. You know, in 99% of cases across most of these marketplaces, they have had positive interactions. They've established the infrastructure of their marketplaces, so we're getting reviews and reputations on both sides. And it's really when you have that background and context that you can actually feel a lot safer. So trust between strangers is actually being built online in sometimes better ways than we can actually do that in person for the most part, because you have all this context and background before you even enter into that exchange. So certainly, I believe it's possible, and I think we've seen globally that there's a huge movement towards this kind of behaviour.
That's Lauren Anderson from the Peer-to-Peer Advocacy Collaborative Lab. That's an advocacy group. Ending that report from Sarah McVie.